This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And this is CliffCentral.com where it's the unview.
The thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
What? Where did that come from?
Why? Oh, I'm anticipating our guest.
It's a lot happening. They do that.
I don't know why they go for years of training and all this stuff. I mean, we just did it right now off the bat. Eh?
Yeah, embarrassing.
Yeah, we just basically looks like, correct.
Skulk Funder Maver, the conductor of Carmen, looked at us and went, no. It shall not do. It will not do. Christian Bester will join us in studio, and he plays the bullfighter in Carmen.
Ah.
Lovely guest. He's been in the US for 12 years, and we're going to have him in studio. Then we're going to have a cellist in the studio, Tokozani Mplambi. He's doing a phenomenal tour in Soweto, so we're going to get him on as well, which is brilliant. Our very special guest that we've managed to bring in is knitting away, as she does. She's the one and only Carolyn Stain.
I have to correct you there. It's apparently crocheting.
Crocheting.
Yeah, please know your stick. Stick and wool paraphernalia.
We've got sticks. We've got conductor sticks. We've got
Basically, we shouldn't say anything wrong because we're going to get hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get down to that. Carolyn Stain is my very special guest in studio. Actress, philanthropist, radio presenter. All in one. We'll get to you in a moment, and we'll also have a little bit of a tribute from someone who did the infamous Yebo Gogo. Will join us on the line, the one and only Michael DePenna, to discuss the life and times of Carolyn Stain. But I've got to tell you, coming back to last week, you remember we had Lena Mahul from Palestine.
Yes, we had a very gay show last week.
It was a very gay show, yeah, because we had Mr. Gay World, and it was really, really cool. It was a great show. But one of the artists who's now off to London, and just before this, we did a full pre-recorded interview with her, but she leaves to London tomorrow, is a woman called Eden Michelle. I think she leaves tonight. And she has a phenomenal song. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
So I'm going to promo for the show coming up in the next couple of weeks because we did the interview. But you sang a song that is going to be released all over the world. You've just finished your US world tour. You've just finished writing the song. So
yes.
I thought we would start. Carolyn, this is just because we've been friends for 20 years.
It's for you.
Okay, and I know you're not my lover, but you definitely are one of my dearest friends. So this is for Carolyn Stain and for all the lovers in the world. It's going to be released in the next couple of weeks. Please listen to the one and only Eden Michelle live in studio with You and I. Go, baby.
We are lovers and we're best friends, getting high on the weekends. Yeah, we walk the streets of West End, you and I. Running fast when they chase us, always trying to catch a free bus. City life in a big rush, you and I. Wanted dead or alive, you and I, we could survive. Nothing left in this life but you and I. You and I. Getting caught out in a rainstorm, you know we will never conform to what they know as the norm, just you. Just the way to please me. Never thought I could feel so free. Just you and I. Wanted dead or alive, you and I, we could survive. Nothing left in this life but you and I. You and I.
And that's a
promo. I love when you sing.
I love when I hum into.
He does that to me also. Yeah, he comes in and then you kind of forget what key you're in. And
you blew me away, and I cannot wait. The interview with Eden Michelle will take place in the next couple of weeks. I know you're off to London. Please travel safely.
Thank you.
Go and release this album. You're writing for people from all over the world. You're a publisher. You're a producer. Go back to London with holding the South African flag.
Definitely will. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you for coming in.
Love you,
lots. Cheers. That's Eden Michelle. How cool. How cool. Yeah.
So cool.
I love it. I'm so cool for school. I love being cool for school. And we're not at school anymore. On that note, are you well, by the way? Everything going good?
Yeah. I've got a little bit of a tickle. In the throat. I'm a little bit concerned. I took about 3 kilograms of tablets this morning just to nip it in the bud.
Because you got Swing City today.
Yeah, almost every day. Yeah.
You're singing all over the globe.
Yeah, so it's busy time.
So you and Luiso and Graham Watkins are rocking.
We need the music of Swing City to warm the hearts of cold South Africans.
That's what we have to do, darling. Yes. Lovely. Yeah. My very special guest is Carolyn Stain. She's an actress. She's a philanthropist. She's a voiceover artist. She's a radio presenter. The list goes on and on.
And she's not listening because she's very busy Croatian.
She's not a Croatian.
You're not Croatian?
I still need to get to Croatia one of these days. But I'm busy crocheting.
Oh, crocheting, yes. Not Croatiaing.
Oh, I love that you're doing this with us on radio. Firstly, I've known you for 20 years.
I know. It's been forever.
Forever.
I knew you when you were such a child.
Such a child. I'm 49, Karen. Such a child. And it was so wonderful to celebrate your birthday with you and to see the old and new friends, but a lot of the old, wonderful friends.
I know, and Franco. You know Franco.
And Franco
Cotamacho, my oldest friend.
In the world.
In the world, because our parents, our mothers, were in the orphanage together. They didn't have parents.
At Nazareth House.
At
great.
Nazareth House. And funnily enough, I'm going along to Nazareth House this afternoon to do a distribution of blankets to the orphans and the older people that live there. With someone that was abandoned as a baby, who's made blankets for these kids.
Let's look at this as a life. Your mom and your sisters are your... Well, your mom's no longer with you.
No,
she's not. But your sisters are your everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Doe's also your everything, your husband and your partner in life. But they were your everything. And then all of a sudden, for people to say that you can only understand Carolyn Stain's humility, not by her performing art or what she does for others, but if you look at where you come from, you came from a space where your mom was an orphan.
Yes.
Okay. And Franco's mom, who's Lebanese.
Yes, Teresa, Auntie Teresa.
Auntie Teresa. They were both orphans and best friends and sisters in the orphanage at Nazareth House. And then brought up by the nuns and the church. And then all of a sudden, you know, you think about that, your mom being an orphan, you growing up with not the best means, with all the heart and love in the world, to Stain City. The world is... interesting. And I'm not saying rags to riches. It's not the story.
Yeah.
The story is that that does keep you humble, because it shows you all the different possibilities in the world, which you've seen.
Yeah. I mean, I've lived an interesting life. You know, as I was saying to one of your guests, it's Christian, right?
Yes.
Who lives in the United States. I lived there for 10 years. And I never, ever, ever thought that I'd be back in South Africa. But, you know, life throws you strange kind of avenues that you find yourself taking. And here I am in a world that I never thought that I'd be in. Married to Doe, not once, but twice.
We're going to talk about that briefly,
by the way. Spending my life in, you know, my feet take me into back to school, or schools, to orphanages,
to prisons,
to squatter camps, to prisons, where we have people making blankets for people that don't have blankets, you know. So it's incredible. I didn't think, I mean, I thought I'd be on the stage of the Royal Shakespeare Company. You know, that was my destiny.
Now you built the
not
theater.
Not to be.
Stain Palazzo Stain. Amazing. But it's what a laugh. And what a way to keep you humble and loved. Because if you looked at the people that were at your birthday party, firstly, it wasn't a million people.
No.
It was your closest friends, people from all walks of life, people that came to celebrate and celebrate you. Gareth Cliff doesn't leave his house. So he was there with Kayleen Irvins, people like Bridget, Basitsana, Tomisha, Masha, because of course you were involved in that movie.
Yes, Mandela's Gun.
Mandela's Gun.
Amazing. You know, amazing. I'd forgotten about Mandela's Gun. And then I got an email a few weeks ago to say, hey, it's been nominated for 4 awards at the Harlem International Film Festival.
Wow.
And so I thought, why not go? So Tomisha and Michael DePinna and I went, and Tomisha picked up the award for Best Actor, the first South African to play Mandela in an international film. And it's about time.
Yes.
And I was so proud of him. And then John Irvin, the director, won Best Director, and Abdullah Ibrahim for Best Sound, Best Musical Score.
So you look at this again, an incredible life. And I'm going to get there in a moment. But the world is endless, is it not?
It is. There's so many opportunities out there. You just need to find the right doors.
And you need to work and plow through them.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
You need to go banging.
Yeah.
And see if the door opens. And if it opens gently and sort of like, you know,
creak, creak, creak,
creak, creak, creak. And if you want to get in there, you just push it.
Again, a whole bunch of beautiful friends, your sisters, Michael DePinna singing Showboat songs, a crooner songs for you.
Isn't he fabulous?
He is the best. Timothy Malloy performing beautiful music for you. And I wanted.
And Jacques Lagesse. Come on. We've got so many wonderful, talented people in this country. It is just incredible. And of course, I went to see Carmen the Opera the other night.
And we're going to chat about
that. I know we're going to chat about that, but I'm just like, you know, warning our listeners, your listeners, our listeners, that we've got some fabulous people in the studio here with us.
We have such a great show. Carolyn, now we're going to talk very briefly about your love for theatre, and I want to go there very quickly because you're trained, you're at Wits University, then from there, you and Joan Brickhill were very close.
Yes, she was my mum. She was an adopted mum, and she used to refer to me as her daughter.
I remember at all the awards, at all the shows, even when Joan was at the end in her wheelchair, she would be walking Joan in.
Yeah.
But Carolyn, that's the point. From Nazareth House to prisons to walking with Joan.
Not to prison.
You did go to prison, didn't you?
No, I've spent a lot of time in jail.
In jail, yeah. She did.
Different jails.
Not for doing anything wrong, but for getting people to do things that improve their life.
Yeah. So we've got inmates all around the country making blankets for people on the outside whose lives have been affected by crime, poverty, violence. Mm. So, so I spend a lot of time behind bars.
And, of course, it's called 67 Blankets.
For Nelson Mandela Day.
For Nelson Mandela Day. Again, you've travelled America. You've spent 5 years in London. You then came back to South Africa. You've done... you're a thespian. Of note, you've done a lot of performances. You've been on television. Was it not Issy Dingo? It was...
Generations. No, I mean, you know, it's amazing. The story goes, about 10 years ago, I played this character, Barbara, the blonde, buxom, bigger, having the affair with Capella. And then fast forward a number of years, and there I am playing the role of that woman, Carolyn Stain, the founder of 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day.
Back in...
So
in
playing myself.
In general. With dark hair.
With dark hair and a bit smaller.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. But that's
I don't know. You could have enticed a lot of more people to make blankets, I think, if you...
As a buxom blonde. Possibly. But maybe I should think about it.
But again... Look at this career, besides the stage. Then all of a sudden, so here comes, then Dostane enters your space. How did you meet him?
I met him through Juanita. And funnily enough, Eden, Michelle was talking about Juanita earlier, because that's how I met Eden, through Juanita. Do you know Juanita James? She and I worked at Radio 5 together. Do you remember Radio 5? Were you born?
I remember Radio 5. I was born.
So I used to do the news on Radio 5. So through Juanita, I met Doe. And she said, you're not going to like him. Don't fall in love with him.
As one tells people not to do.
So I didn't listen.
But the second time you listened to your gut, because things changed. And I want to tell you about this, because if I can share the experience, because we went through the experience.
Yeah.
Carolyn and Doe didn't work out the first time.
No.
Due to various circumstances, okay? And if you were around at the time, there were a lot of news and stories about it, but that's what happens in life. Mm. And through the progression of the human soul, we move on, and I had the pleasure of knowing Do, of course, and his three sisters, and through his nephew Jacques many, many years ago, and going to the game farm in the Waterberg, and very special experiences with this incredible businessman and person. And then you guys, I knew you on a separate note through obviously the world of theatre and drama and love and kindness and Joan and Dawn and the whole world, and your apartment in Sandton. We used to sit at the top under mm-hmm. the dome. Remember mm-hmm. that?
I do.
Remember
yes,
that? We used to come
yeah.
for tea and do things. It was brilliant. And then we went off to London, and I produced a toppling insert with you. Do you remember?
I certainly do.
You just had was it?
I had cancer of the thyroid. I just had my thyroid removed when you called me to say, you know, I'm coming to London, I'd like to do a little story on you in London. And I couldn't speak. I said,
I can't talk, Alan.
And you said, well, we're going to do it in 2 weeks' time. And then that should be okay. 2 weeks, I should recover in 2 weeks. It took a year for me to be able to speak again. Do you know that?
And I said to Carolyn, just use honey. Honey, honey, honey. Just put honey and honey, honey. Don't.
I used to do all the exercises.
I'll bring you a Lebanese
old. I had to go to a voice coach learn how to speak again.
We had to amplify your voice, but we did it.
It was very difficult.
It was the best day in London I've ever had with you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? We started the carriages.
We did. It was lovely.
And then we ended. We went throughout London to hat makers. We went with George Cohen's son, who's a phenomenal stylist.
Mm.
George Cohen, by the way, is the head of the Saxon. We love George.
We do love George. Everybody loves George.
Can't not love George. And then we had this wonderful trip through London. I actually think that the Queen hadn't had such a trip through London. Well, this Queen did. And then the most wonderful thing happened is we ended with this magnificent caviar tasting back at the carriages with this beautiful boy band singing.
Yes,
do you remember that?
I do. That was arranged by Colette Dawson.
Yes, Colette, who's invited the guys from Carmen. And you remember Colette? We love Colette.
Yeah.
And that was just such a very special top billing. It's still, if you go and
you can go onto YouTube and download it, and it's there. And
it's one
you
of the
can
best.
Hear this this very gravelly voice.
Yeah.
Where I struggled to speak.
And Simba was meant to come and do the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Simba couldn't get his UK
That's
visa
right.
in town.
Oh, yes,
so we had
of course.
To shoot it off camera.
That's
so you actually
right.
directed yourself through the
Correct.
Whole. You spoke
I
into
remember.
Camera, do you remember?
Yes, yes, yes.
We didn't have a presenter because Simba.
He didn't have a visa.
He didn't. And then he had to meet us in France. God rest him, by the way.
Yes.
As we go through that. I want to just do a shout out. Timothy Malloy, a very good friend of Cliff Central, he performed a number of times with us at the various concerts and Christmas carols. Your sister passed away. Our deepest sympathy to you and to Brian and to your families.
Mm. Very, very, you know. Very sad. She was just 40 years old.
And, yeah. So our thoughts go with him.
I've had the privilege of working with him as well, and I know he's a big part of all the knitting that goes on.
60, he's an ambassador, official ambassador for 67.
And your best, one of your best
Nelson
friends.
But
he's become a very good friend. He crochets year round.
Oh, crochets.
And right now he's made, I think, 27 meters of scarf because we're going for a Guinness World Record, again, at the capture site in Howick where Madiba was captured on July 29th. So this is also a call out here to your listeners, because we need scarves. Right now we've got about 4.5 kilometers,
okay.
And so we've
Can
got
I give you my scarf? My scarves.
They need to be crocheted.
Do I have to make them?
You have to make them with your own two hands, because Madiba did say it is in your hands now. And we're listening to him with every stitch we make with our own two hands. So, listeners, please, 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 we need crocheted scarves by the end of June or mid-July, latest, because we want to beat India in the World Cup and, as a result, keep many more thousands of people warmer in the name of Madiba.
So why are you holding my hand, Al?
I just felt
it
holding
I think it
hand.
Looks like a pledge
it's
is about
a,
to
it's
happen.
A pledge. Now, I can't – Carolyn is not – she was crossing me for a while because I haven't done any
I'm
of this
I'm not Croatian
I've donated balls. of yarn.
But so glad you finished that.
So we're gonna start. We're gonna have to crochet. Do you know how to?
I know how to knit. I can't crochet.
Yeah, why do
we have to crochet?
Because it's part of the Guinness stipulations and rules for this particular record. So, that's not to say we don't accept knitted scarves. We do, because there are many people that need scarves, and whether they're knitted or crocheted,
because it's not about the record, really. It's about the people that need
exactly. what a record does is it gets more people on board, and it gets people excited and unites people, and it's a very exciting occasion.
Yeah.
So that's why we go for the Guinness World Records, and it raises the level of awareness of 67 blankets to the point that we become global.
Yeah.
We are in many countries around the world, and yesterday I received an email. The German foreign minister is going to be an ambassador for 67 blankets for Nelson Mandela Day. We're in various cities around Italy. I've been asked to do messages in Italiano. So I'm going to be doing this.
This is such good news.
So I've got Spanish? Some help here.
We're going to get some help here in
and German. I need to do a German message as well. Okay, so if anybody can help me.
Well,
with
I met a German, the gay German delegation at the Mr. Gay World. They're wonderful people.
Okay.
And so I'm going to
probably create a Croatian.
We don't have Croatia involved.
Croatian.
Son.
I can't get my mouth around that.
Now, on the line, a very special guest. He's Mr. Yebo Gogo. Have you got a Yebo Gogo thing there?
I don't, actually, because, you know, he's so much more than that.
He is so much more than that. And he's got and he's a phenomenal singer, and he has still that image of that leopard print.
And he does so much work for, like, the Blind Dog Association. Association.
He's an animal activist.
He is. Michael DePenna, crooner, singer, performer, actor, Mr. Yebo Gogo, welcome to the show, and Carolyn's dear friend. Michael?
Oh, you see, this is just like Michael.
Hello.
Oh, Michael.
It was called a dramatic pause.
Michael, speak up, I can't hear you, Michael, at this age, please.
Your age or my age?
Our age.
Our age. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. You and Carolyn have been friends for years. Tell me about your special relationship.
Some Skinner.
Not Skinner. just
not going to get this. Well, I warn you now.
I said special relationship.
Crocheting with knitting again, you'll have your head chopped off. 30 lashes.
Tell us about the love for this woman and why you love her so much.
Well, she's one of the most incredible human beings. Carolyn has a will of iron. When she puts her mind to something, it happens. It's just like magic. She has the tenacity. She's amazing. And I've loved her for years. We met when we were both a little bit younger. And she has just transformed herself from the girl from Kensington to the girl who you all now know as in this worldwide wonderful 67 blankets for Nelson Mandela Day. She's put her all behind it. And I can just tell you, she's got the biggest heart in the world. She's been wonderful to me. Without her, I don't even think I would be talking to you on the phone now. And she's just great with children. Her heart is so big that all she wants to do is put back, pay it forward, give it to people who have less. And that's really what she's all about. The word is called love.
And that is Michael DePenna. That's a good way to put it. Michael, a very special friendship that the two of you have. And most importantly, it's a kinship. And you say that because, you know, life is not easy for everybody in this world, and life changes, and that's the one constant. And you've been there for each other through the good times and the bad times, and I guess that's what it's about.
You've got to choose your friends in life, and sometimes they choose you. But the one thing that remains constant with me is friendship is caring, loving, not talking behind people's backs, not creating gossip, just being a constant friend when necessary. And I give Carolyn all the space she wants, and she likes that, and I like that too. And she's just a great human being. There's not really, I know she's up for an order for South Africa, and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it comes through because Yusuf Abramji has voted for her, as we all have.
I know we all have.
I just hope she gets that order, because if anybody deserves it, it is her.
Well, I've got to tell you something that that'll be absolutely incredible. Well, it's absolutely incredible. And, of course, Yusuf Abramji, good way to lead anything in this world. But, Michael, of course, you keep it going and you keep I think friends are important because friends help you grow and friends help you do things and they give you the support and the love that you need. Mm. And they kick you in the ass when you need it sometimes
they
as
do.
Well.
And I also have to say it goes both ways. You know, had it not been for Michael De Pinna, I wouldn't be sitting here today either, because he's walked, held my hand through some pretty treacherous waters out there and difficult times. So thank you, Michael.
Cheers, Mike.
Love you, darling.
Love you, Michael. I want you in studio. I want you. And there's a baby, baby, go, go, go. Love you, Michael.
Yes, yes, you like that, did you?
I love you, Michael. Yeah. Of course, obsessed, thousands
I love
of
you. Too, Alex.
Cheers, Mike.
You've
be good.
A great show, and thanks for inviting me on.
I want you in studio soon. Come on. Michael DePena, Yebo Gogo, the crooner, the singer, the performer. So good to have him on the line. Great man. Again, those treacherous, hard times. You had a difficult time in your marriage the first time around. We got through that. How did you re-spark? Can I tell a fun little story?
Yeah, do. Go ahead.
Because you love this story.
Do I?
No, because
ooh, because I'm getting nervous.
when I write this in a book, it'll be one of those where they say, like, you know, like William Tell said that, Shakespeare said that. This is what Ellen Ford said, actually.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I'll never forget this. And you were just on one date with a quite a wealthy chap. And then, of course, you had fallen back in love with Doe.
I never quite fell out of love with Doe.
But you were reconnecting. It was after the divorce. Okay.
Yeah.
After that trip to London.
But I always swore I'm never going back.
Yeah. You never say never.
Never say never.
And here's the thing. And I said to you, we were dancing at Glamour Woman of the Year. We were dancing on the dance floor. And she said, I said, my love, let me tell you a little secret in life. Why take shit from a millionaire when you can take
shit from a billionaire? I remember it clearly.
Yeah, let me say it again. Why take shit from a millionaire when you can take the same shit from a billionaire?
And you know, I tell Doe that story quite often, and it tickles him. He finds it very funny.
And you guys got back together right after that, which was incredible. And of course, Stain City is becoming a beautiful place, a home. It's a home. It's an estate, but it's a home. People are building their homes there, their lofts there. Let us keep that in mind. Mm. That is not just built to become, it's a place to build schools, and it's a home.
We've got a school that is functioning and doing very well. We've got an equestrian center.
A golf course.
It's a golf course. It's wonderful. It's mushrooming out of the ground. Mm. And I think we've got about 300 people who are in residence. The shopping center is like, I think just another year maybe, and the shops will be open.
Stain City.
It's quite incredible. You know, Doe used to talk about, this is, I'm talking about 10 years ago, I'm going to build a city, and I'm going to call it Stain City. And I used to look at him, and I used to go, in your dreams, darling. You know, how do you build a city? How does one man build a city? But here we go.
He just built a city.
He's built a city.
Yeah, that's
building
incredible.
A city.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I hope he said something clever when he handed you the key to the city.
Well, remember, she's Carolyn Stain, so it's also her city, yeah? Remember. But it's, yeah.
No, no, he's a man of vision. He's a genius. He's amazing.
Before I get to our very special next guests from the opera Carmen, which is playing out this week at the Johannesburg Theatre, Joburg Theatre.
And it's a must-see.
Because you saw it on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I did.
I do want to just say the following, is that your relationship with Madiba and with Doe, the three of you, had an incredible relationship. No one understands how close you were. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't ever think, you know, my friends were all in the world of entertainment, that I never thought I would be mixing with people in business or certainly not in politics. Mm. And on a day, Doe said he needed to go and meet with Madiba. And I said, okay, bye-bye. And the next thing, I'm hearing him screaming, Carolyn, 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 get in the car. and I'm in my house frock, you know, no makeup, and I'm in the car. So I figure, okay, well, I'll just stay in the car while Jo goes to meet with Madiba at the house in Houghton. And we get there, and Do hauls me out of the vehicle to go and meet
Madiba. In your pajamas.
In pretty much my, I mean, one up from pajamas. And it was, you know, I was like struck by this tall, powerful giant who is like really not of this world. Mm. I mean, I was, every time I spent with Madiba, I was always aware of the greatness. Mm. You know, you never forgot how great the man was. So that's how I got to meet Madiba, unprepared. and then luckily to spend a lot of time with him.
And a lot of time was spent, not here, but also on the game farm.
On the game farm and in England.
Because you guys built him a home.
Yes, well, Do built him a home, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I went to Killarney to the flower shop once, and there was a picture of Madiba up on the wall there. And I said, oh, my fiancé at the time has just built Madiba a home. Oh, is your fiancé a builder?
Well, he is, because he built the city.
Yeah, he's a builder. My husband's a builder.
He built this city.
Dun, dun. Yeah, okay. So that's a great story. And, of course, through that, Oprah. I mean, I'm never going off to... It's Shambhala. And there was Madiba, and there was Oprah, and we were all sitting... At Shambhala.
Do you know Nelson Mandela once said to me, never name drop.
No, but it's not name dropping. I just had to just tell people. That's just incredible.
It is amazing.
People are still people. Mm. That's the
Alan has never held a name very long in his hand, actually.
Shut up.
No, you drop them a lot.
But there are people.
But the fact is, and he's spent people. Time with them. Incredible he's met people. Them. But and
it's not just to say hello, tap me. These are incredible people that change your life. Mm. And if you engage with them, you can learn.
But also, they're not always the nicest of people. You know, these famous people sometimes disappoint you.
Yeah. No mentions.
We shall not mention a name.
On that note, we are moving now into the space of magnificent opera. Skalk van der Merwe, who is the conductor of Carmen, and Christian Bester, who is the bullfighter, Escamillo. Sorry, I'm
like
not...
Like tortilla.
I'm not from...
Double L is a Y.
I'm not from Spain. Wonderful to have Carmen, to have opera... in Johannesburg. I mean, obviously we see it, we have it quite often at the State Theatre or in Cape Town, here sometimes in Johannesburg. Great to be performing this. And it's four performances, one on Sunday, one on Tuesday, one on Friday, and one on Sunday.
Well, we've had two already. So yes. That was, Sunday and Tuesday, and then, this coming Friday.
Tell me about how you became the...
My solo there.
Yeah.
Maestro. Mm. Yeah. I'm a bit young to be called that, although I have a few grey hairs, so maybe one day.
So you're just my.
Well, I used to be a violinist and pianist, but conducting has just always been my calling. So for some reason.
And why Carmen, this particular production?
Well, I didn't choose Carmen. They asked me to conduct it. But
yes.
But it's the second time that I'm doing Carmen, and the first time was with Christian as well. He also sang Escamillo for me.
Okay.
So yeah.
What goes into putting an opera together? Listen, I've been a bit of opera training.
Yeah, I actually have to apologize. I may have spoke untimely earlier when I said anyone can do it. I actually do have huge respect for opera. My girlfriend's mother is an opera singer, so she would actually hang me if she heard what I said.
And she does listen, so she will hang me.
She will hang me. So I just have to actually do a quick shout out.
Well, good luck.
To Jan.
Good luck.
And just
that,
say, yes, I respect opera, and teach us. Yes, do go on.
Well, it's a monumentous task always, putting up an opera. So for myself, it starts with studying the music. I mean, something like... La Carmen is what, 300-500 pages of score that you have to work through, and and that then is, you have to go through each instrument's part, and then the French as well.
Have you been to Civil?
I have not. No, I haven't been in that part.
I have not. No.
Yeah. It is incredible. Uh-huh. And the town square is it is incredible. Of course, it's set in Seville, Spain, which is a beautiful, beautiful part of Spain, actually.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, it's
Alan, place dropping now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Shut up. I have
you've been there as well.
I love it. It's lovely. I've been to the expo.
I've had the marmalade.
Shut up, you fool. A gypsy is determined to live a life on her own terms, whatever her fate may be, is the start. And, of course, there's passion. There's a passion triangle in it. There's love, and there's of course the music of the heart, the blends of passion, seduction, jealousy, betrayal. It's Carmen.
It's television. It's great.
It's on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a long piece because, of course, in those days, people didn't have television, so they couldn't go to Netflix.
Indeed.
You had to go sit and prepare and wear a suit and go to the theater and have interval and have champagne and do those wonderful things. When you're conducting a piece like this, what inspires you?
Real life experience, and I think we all really need that.
Okay.
So I think I always look at some musicians, and they spend their days shut behind a door in a practice room, or shut behind a door in the house playing the piano. And I mean, music is such an emotional entity. So if you don't have any life experience, how can you carry this message of Carmen across? I think it's really important to have life experience and go out there and live your life. Then
both Nathan and I have done a lot of work with the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra.
Yes.
Whom I love.
Yes.
To pieces. Okay. I actually got to tell you, I bought a 15 piece in an auction for Born to Perform, and it was incredible. And it's wonderful to see that you can give an instrument to somebody anywhere in the world, from any background and from any class, and if they're taught how to play it, and they can turn into music can bring out the best in people. And that, especially classical music, because that's the way you have to train. You have to train generally to know your notes and things.
Discipline, yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing, it brings out such a human element, I mean, in people. But you have these, I mean, when you play in an orchestra, you have people from such different backgrounds. Because, of course, you have the classy people that had violin at school training, and then people from Soweto, and they all play in an orchestra together. And it's just, you get this raw human element in the music, and it just joins people.
And talent. Yes.
Of course.
And raw talent.
Of course.
Because you have to be talented.
Well, 90% hard work, 10% talent, as they always say. But
really?
It's really, of course, yes. No one picks up a violin and they're just a
Vanessa
protégé.
Man.
It's ridiculous.
And persistence.
Yeah.
Christian Bester, 12 years in the United States.
Yes.
Where did you train?
I was first at the old opera school, that's nowadays TUT, here in Pretoria. And
Mimi, Tani Mimi.
I've met Tani Mimi.
I love her.
Yeah, of course, who doesn't love Mimi? Wants a Mimi. And she's wonderful, and she's been a big inspiration for a lot of upcoming singers. And through her scholarship and through Black Ties, they've done a marvelous job to train the new generation of opera singers here in South Africa. And then from there, I got a ticket to do all my graduate studies in the United States. I was first at Southern Methodist University, studied with Barbara Hill Moore, and that's actually touring with Wading Home here in South Africa. And she's a wonderful, remarkable woman because she has diligently come back to South Africa, and if not every year, have taken over a singer and given them international exposure. And then from there, I did my master's and my doctorate at University of North Texas.
Okay, brilliant. Now, on that note, you know we make everybody do things in the
Lord.
Studio. a skulk, dear, would you like the pen?
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah.
Well, no one can hear
you
that.
You know, there's a universal rule that's
like obviously offering a violinist.
You can't sing before 10 in the morning.
I know. Well, it's close to it. It's just turned. It's after 10 o'clock in India.
In
it's okay.
Somewhere.
Okay. So why don't you stand and prepare your mic?
Oh, I'll sit down.
Okay,
it's
you
fine.
Can sit down. Okay, just be careful the sound because this could erupt. Carolyn.
Yes, what?
I brought so much.
I promise you, your listeners will pay me not to sing.
No, but I've brought. But have you noticed? I've brought you special people, opera singers.
My backing singers here.
No, you saw this in Tuesday. Are you ready for this, my dear?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
And I want you to know that Christian, when you perform this, Carolyn is knitting a piece of a blanket. Crocheting a piece of the scarf that's going to make the Guinness Book of World History for Madiba. So I hope you know this part of the crochet will now be dedicated to Carmen the Opera with Christian Bester. So Christian, please.
I can conduct with this hook.
Correct. And an inspiration for 67 blankets for Madiba. Take it away.
Votre tosse peut le foule rendre, Seigneur, Seigneur, car avec les soldats. Et pour plaisir, ils ont le corps. Le cirque plein ce jour de fête, le cirque plein d'Ottawa. Les spectateurs s'interpellent à refrains.
Sorry, different version.
Yeah, it's a different version.
Gilles Grille, c'est ton tour maintenant. Allô, en garde, allô, allô. Songe bien, oui, songe combattant, que les noirs te regardent et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour t'attend.
Dan, 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 dan.
Songe bien, oui, songe combattant, que les noirs te regardent et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour t'attend.
It's brilliant. CliffCentral.com it is. It's the unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe.
Can't lovely. Believe you made me do that.
Do you know the can I tell you the worst thing that happened there? Do you know that they used that in a promotion for fruit in South Africa, the Banana Association?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that?
No.
That was Beethoven's.
No, they did that. Banana is good for you. Don't buy a bunch, buy two. That's how it
is. Yes.
That's just the banana.
I just remember banana.
No, not that banana. It sounds terrible. It's obviously the Banana Fruit Association wanted people to buy bananas. And so then, banana is good for you. Don't buy a bunch, buy two. That's
funny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But people have to go to Carmen. You pronounce it Carmen?
Carmen.
Carmen. Yeah. And it's only running until Sunday, right?
It is. Two more performances.
Two more performances.
So when's the next performance?
Friday evening.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday and then on Sunday.
That's correct.
Three, yeah.
So just Friday and Sunday.
Yes.
Two more left.
Wow.
The Joburg Theatre and wonderful stuff. Thank you for being in studio.
Thank you.
We'd love to get you back in. Please send us, tell Colette just to feed us all your things. What is next for you, Skull?
Well, after this, I'm flying out to Cape Town next week to do an international conducting competition there. And then after that, I'm doing Così Van Tutte, one of the Mozart de Ponte operas in Mauro's Arch. And yeah, so I'm lined up until next year, January, so it's quite busy.
So
yeah.
So wait, a conducting competition, is that like Idols, is it like Maestro?
But instead of a million people competing, we're only five.
They don't
usually.
Just they don't interview like 5,000 people who just come and wave their hands, and they're like, actually, you're not actually qualified for this.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Because that would get great ratings on Mnet. Just putting it out there.
So I thought we could all have some fun. Because you must be able to sing as well, Scott.
No, well.
Little bit. So your favorite musical, Carolyn, is?
Is always Julie Andrews. Whatever she does, I love.
Sound of Music.
Okay.
And then I thought to myself, a whole... Because you're a conductor, and you're a singer, and you're a producer, singer, all of it, and you're a singer, and I can do many produce and sing. Okay, so I thought that what we should do is we should sing a very basic song.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at the very beginning, you know.
Oh,
it's a very good way to start.
I mean, we're singing about my husband.
And it's called Doe.
Yes.
Dear, correct. Right. So you see how clever.
Yes, it's brilliant.
We're very clever on the show. Okay, we think we are. And coming up in a moment, we're going to talk to Tokozani Mahlambi, who is a cellist, and we're going to chat to him in a moment, and a vocalist.
Wait, who's going to take what part now? We need to arrange.
You must direct.
Conductor. No, I feel so embarrassed.
Well, shall I be the soprano? You can hear that in my voice.
You're or an alto.
So why don't you start?
I'm never coming back here again.
No, you start. You know what? I'll sing the do bit.
Okay, all right. Yes, you know do best. So
I know do best.
You're gonna do do.
Okay. So all right. So why don't you start? Come, Nathan. Come, you lead.
Okay. I'll do what I can.
Okay. Then we'll see what we do.
We'll all join in.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Wow.
A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
Do, Re, Mi.
When you sing, Carolyn, you
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti.
Do.
All right. Let me see if I can make it easier. I still think we need to divide this up. Okay. So you're gonna take Do.
Yes.
Skulk's gonna take Ray.
Okay, sure. When if I can hear it coming, okay. Great.
Yeah. If you can't,
I'll conduct you.
Okay, great, wonderful.
Yeah. Christian's gonna take me. All right. Are you gonna take?
I call myself Far.
Yeah. Me and Ray, me Far.
I'll take Far. Crochet.
I mean,
so. Okay, crochet, a needle pulling
thread. Back to the
crochet
theme, I love it.
Let's get this, come on.
And what's Ray? A drop of golden sun?
Yes, a ray of drop.
A drop of golden sun, yeah.
There we go. Let's go. All right. Okay, here goes.
And we're starting with Carolyn. Get ready.
Just
and
point.
3, 2, 1.
Do, a deer, a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me a name I call myself,
but a long, long way to run. Crochet, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So,
tea, I'll drink with jam and bread, and that will bring us back to
Do. Oh, 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 Do.
Sorry, I lost it. It was a good attempt. I blame my conductor.
So we had Do in there, we were sewing.
We were crocheting. No. What did you say? Crocheting.
You see how important the conductor is now.
Yes, it is actually quite an important job.
I have huge respect, I have to tell you. Hats off to you.
Yeah, and you sang without even hearing the music there.
Yeah,
so
yes,
that was so very well done, so I have to say. And also Christian had no music. I actually wanted to ask you, when you were singing, you thought Alan put you on the spot. He put me on the spot because he just made an opera singer sing into a mic, and I just saw red on the desk, and I had a little bit of a panic. Do you guys do the show with mics, or do you do it the traditional?
No, and that's part of why we train so long, why we do what we do, because we sing generally with no mics on,
yeah.
And it's the whole point of trying to use your instrument to project throughout a 3,000 hall
and theater, seat and hall. Yeah, theaters have gotten bigger and bigger over the years, so you guys have had to get louder and louder over the years.
Yeah, or just a little bit more smarter. So, right. But, you know, some halls are really nice for singers to sing in, and some are a little bit harder. So.
And do you find that then when if no one shows up, it's still a great show because then you've got a lot of reverb on your voice?
Well, we always hope that people show up.
They don't know that feeling.
They don't know that feeling.
Because I must tell you, Carmen is so great. It is a fabulous opera, and I must tell you, the performances are beautiful.
And it's got a lot of memorable tunes. You know, even if you don't know opera that well, you'll definitely come and you go like, oh, I've heard that tune before, and I've heard that one before. And the orchestration is very colorful. It evokes a lot of different colors, and it's... you will definitely, it's a family show. Yeah. You'll have a really wonderful
and definitely
time.
just a cultural, you know, baptism, really. I mean, I think everyone should go just for the cultural awesomeness of, you know, experiencing such a thing. And also
it's a really relevant theme. I should say that, you know, some of these operas really translate well into our modern society, and who has not loved somebody and then they didn't return your love and you get jealous and angry at that person. So it's universal themes that's set to beautiful music.
Yeah, it's basically a really, really great soap opera.
It is.
where have you been?
I had to get Tokozani.
Had to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
hold on, we're going to just do this one.
Sure.
I'm on this one, you're on that one. Okay, we. this is how you turn things upside down. Tokozani. Sorry, I had to run that.
I feel like I need to ask what next. I've seen everything. I've seen the knitting, the crocheting, no?
Yeah, yeah.
The singing of Do the Deer.
Not Croatia, crocheting.
If it's one thing we've learned today, it's crocheting. And we've all learned how to say it, what it is, and that it's not knitting.
I heard Do Re Mi, and I've heard an opera being sung, an entire opera being sung in the studio. So I'm wondering what I'm going to do. Okay.
So you're firstly, Tokozani, this is incredible. You're off to Friday night. You're performing in Soweto.
Yeah, the Soweto Theatre.
Tell me about the show that you're doing. And you're a cellist.
Yeah.
And a vocalist.
Yeah.
And we're so excited that the guys. What a cool show, Carolyn. You've got to knit to the cellist, to the opera singer. Isn't it the best?
It is so wonderful. I'm loving, loving, loving.
Have you ever seen a show?
No, crazy. You guys are mad.
I just had to. And you know that the reason I'm moving the chair, because a cellist, as a conductor, can't have arms.
Yes.
When he's doing, so I had to move things around.
And you've also moved mics around, so now I don't know who's on what.
Okay, yes, we'll find out. Like, I'm.
Wait, yeah, I'm on see if you.
There you are. I'm there. Cool. Again, this is the unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We make things happen. This is how it works. So my friend, you're performing tomorrow in Soweto.
Yeah.
Clayton said to me, I've got to meet you because we're going to get you back in studio and do some magical things with you. Tell me a bit about, well, you're a composer. You're performing at the Soweto Theatre. It's called Zulu Song Cycle.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called.
What is it about?
Well, when you look at the song cycle format, it's a format that was really kind of pioneered in the 19th century in Europe, particularly in Germany, as composers were then taking from their own folk traditions and taking song formats from their own traditions and then formalizing them and making them classical songs suitable for concert singing. And through this collection of songs, then they would call this collection of song a song cycle. I've forgotten the German word for it.
And your compilation is the Zulu Song Cycle.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get straight into the song cycle.
Okay.
Are you ready? When you're ready, are you going to sing with it? What are you going to do?
Okay. Cool. I'll sing.
Go. And I've got this.
All right.
Close to you there. Love, let's go.
mupile la yena. Izo mupile la yena. Engin tanda yo. La nganin tula. Laleleni nyanga nesbagabaga ngilaleleni
beautiful, beautiful. Kokozani Mlambi.
Mlambi, yes.
What a pleasure to have you with us in studio. I know it's been quick. We're going to get you in some more. You're performing at the Soweto Theatre tomorrow night.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Please go and get the tickets. Where you get copy tickets?
Web tickets.
Web tickets. Web
tickets.
Or get there. You can buy at the door and you've got to stand. You've got to stand. Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's the way we're going to do it. Get ready for this because you're going to play something nice for us on the way out.
Okay, cool.
Just wait. I also want to thank the wonderful men from, of course, Carmen, Skulk van der Merwe. Go and rock him. Win the conductor thing.
I shall.
Okay, keep us in touch. And Christian Bester, thank you very much.
Thank you
for joining us in studio. I want to thank, of course, Ian Michelle, who was on, who came, popped in, she's off to London. We'll play that later in the next couple of weeks. We'll play that later in the month. I also want to say, Carmen, don't miss the next two performances happening at the Joburg Theatre on tomorrow night, which is Friday, and on Sunday. And of course, Carolyn Steyn, my very special guest in studio. How we do love you, dear. We're going to get you back in. Please,
I need scarves.
Crochet your scarves. Get involved. And if you can't, get a hold. Karen, where can they do stuff? Facebook.
Okay, Facebook is the best way. 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day in brackets SA because we're all over the world. Our email address, info@67blankets.co.za.
It's easy. And then your team will send you all the information. And if you don't or you can't crochet, donate yarn. Because other people will do it for you.
Correct. There's so many people out there who have got the will who do not have the wool.
Okay. Let's zip something up.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay, let's zip this up. Nathan, I've loved being with you. I'll see you next week. I'm off to Cape Town.
The Thin, the Rich.
This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich on and The Fabulous on cliffcentral.com. Have the best day and the best week. Keep it going.
This is cliffcentral.com.